Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Talking Llama, a podcast about The Sims. Thank you for tuning in. Today's episode, I actually want to do a review of The Sims 4 Cottage Living. Cottage Living was released on July 22nd, and I played a good amount of time with it now, so I felt like reviewing it a little bit for you, and yes, stay tuned. Get comfy, make yourself a drink or something, and let's start. Yeah, so for the review, I want to talk about the main points that we have in a pack. This review will be a little bit about Create a Sim and Build and Buy, and then I want to talk about the new world, I want to talk about the gameplay, and last but not least, I want to talk about the cross-pack interactions with other DLCs of the Sims 4 franchise, because I think that's always quite interesting, especially with expansion packs, and I think that one is worth to talk about. I also plan on doing an episode about the lore in the pack, but I want to do that in its own episode because I think the townies and the ongoing lore in Hanford and Bagley is, yeah, quite interesting to talk about. So, yeah, I plan on doing that extra, and I still need a little bit time to discover everything of it or to get a little bit more comfortable with talking about it. Finding out more, and yes, so just for you to know, I probably spend since Thursday 15 to 20 hours playing the new expansion pack. That's quite a lot until today, but I was so hyped about it and enjoyed it so much. Yeah, in this amount of time, I discovered a lot of it. I don't think that I saw completely everything. That's quite good, but I feel comfortable about doing a quick review. A disclaimer, like always, I just talk about my opinions, how I see things. If you're planning on getting that pack, maybe also check out other reviews, other people playing the game. You can for sure do that in other podcasts, or especially on YouTube, where a huge amount of game changers already have a lot of content about the new pack. But I always think when deciding for a new DLC, it's quite cool to have different opinions about it, to evaluate that a little bit, and yes, make your own decisions. But I will talk about my view on the things, and I will start with Create a Sim. Create a Sim, like expected, was pretty good. I think the last things that they released, the Create a Sim's items were pretty good. They are gorgeous, and the assets have a really high quality. The downside of all of that is that the male framed Sims don't really get enough assets. I discovered when I made my Sims, I made a couple, and for her, I found so many clothes for every occasion, and they made nicer cottagecore clothing and also like more farmy clothing and more work-wise clothes. But for the males, they didn't really do that. That was quite disappointing. So I, for example, was missing short pants, different shoes, maybe t-shirts, and more versatile clothing. All the male clothes feel like farm working clothing, what is not bad, but those are nice and they are done pretty good. But first of all, they're, I think, not even half of the assets that women got. And second, they all go in the same direction. That is my issue with that. I would have loved to see a bigger variety of different options, like we got them with the women. Children and toddlers got some really cute stuff. I didn't count the items. I'm pretty sure somebody did, but I didn't count the items. That also goes for Build and Buy, by the way. yeah, but children and toddlers got really, really cute stuff. It's definitely worth it for that. I really do like it, and I see myself using those clothes on children and toddlers a huge amount of times. I'm really excited for that because it's really, really cute and very fitting, especially for the toddlers. I see them using all the time because they're super, super nice. Yeah, the hairs and the accessories were done pretty cool. I think males got three or four hairs maximum. They got a new beard in two different variations. It's two beards, but it's technically the same. And yeah, the women got super, super nice hairs. The males, yeah, the hairs for the males are nice, but could also have been a little bit more. But that in general goes for male assets in Creative Sim. They always do less than for women. And I feel like they didn't do that always like that in very, very early packs. That hasn't been like that. There it felt more equal. But yeah, lately it feels like that the males don't really get enough. For example, I used some Dream Home Decorator clothing for my cottagecore male sim because that was very fitting. And for me, it seemed a little bit like that some of the clothes were chosen to be featured in Dream Home Decorator because I think that Dream Home Decorator male assets are not really fitting for me in that Dream Home Decorator why, but that's just my opinion. I think that's way more cottage core, but just saying. I dropped a pen. Okay. Yeah. We've got no new tattoos. I don't know if we got new jewel, like earrings and bracelets and stuff, but no new tattoos. That was what I wrote down. Yeah, let's move on with build and buy. I try to keep the Create a Sim part and build and buy part very short because unfortunately I'm recording a podcast. I cannot show pictures or videos. So I try to go over it quick because I feel like everybody can check that out. I think until now, also this overview and origin is available, so you can just have a look at that. But I want to mention it because it's part of the review, and it's very important when getting a new DLC that also that is there and is done well. Or yeah, if it wouldn't be done well, I also would say it. But yeah, build and buy. So build and buy, of course, got some lovely cottage core furniture. What they did really, really nice. I liked it. It's yeah, very cottage core, not modern at all. Fits very well in the world, in the houses, and I really do like it. We've got just two new floorings. I think I would have loved to see more because we've got one wooden flooring and one outside stony path flooring with flowers in between. Don't get me wrong, I like when they do things like that, when they just step up their game or think out the box. I don't know. I don't know if that was right. But if they do something cool, something you wouldn't expect. Yeah, I like that. But this flooring is really, really hard to use because we've got the same for terrain paint, but it's technically the same, but also different. So it's you technically cannot use it together because it would look very, very weird. But also just making that. I don't really know how to use that flooring. So yeah, I don't know. And I would have loved to get new stone flooring because we don't have that enough for build mode, for patios, and for little entry in the houses that have a roof over it. I need stone flooring for that. And I also am missing new tiles because I need new bathroom tiles. It's hard which tiles to use. I always want to have some bigger tiles for the bathroom. We just have those really tiny ones, and then the big ones from Spa Day. I don't really have a good bathroom tile that looks not modern in my game. It's hard to explain, but I would have loved to see that a little more. We've got a couple of new wallpapers, some with stone patterns, what is really fitting for the cottagecore vibe. And we also got with some floral patterns or mushroom patterns with bunnies on it. That's very, very cute. Like it to see it. Good job, I would say. The wallpapers are okay. Nothing bad to say about that. Yeah. But all over, like, all in all, it feels that in other packs there have been more more buy mode items. So I don't know, maybe we're spoiled from Dream Home Decorator that came with a bunch of new build mode and no buy mode, sorry, items. But yeah, I don't think, or you technically can build a full-on cottagecore house with base game and Dream Home Decorator Cottage Living. But I would have loved to see that I would be able to build a whole house with just a pack. For example, I am missing a single bed, some things for children. I don't mean to get us another drawing table, but something for children would have been super, super cool. Just one or two items would have been totally enough, but something. Would have loved to see that. Or what else did I write down? Yeah, we don't have a coffee table for the living rooms. That is missing. So some things are just missing, and that would have been cool if it would have been included. But I have to say the swatches are super nice because we got a good variety of swatches, and we always got plain swatches like black and white, but also always wooden tones. What I really, really do like, because sometimes I really like to have more wooden tones, and they did that with that pack. Yeah, that's basically it. What I wanted to say about build and buy. I heard that the debug has a bunch of new things. That's pretty cool. I'm not a huge debug builder because the debug items are just too much for me. That's such an overload. I get so annoyed by that. I don't like that. I don't know. It always makes me feel like, yeah, it always feels like an overload for me. So that's why I don't spend too much time in debug, just from time to time. But yeah, I already built a farm cottage or family cottage in my game on the empty lot, because the pre-made lots that have been built by EA Game Changers are so nice, and it would have broken my heart to bulldoze one of those, and I want to have them in my game because they're done so, so well. Yeah, but I built an own house on the empty lot that is in the world, and yeah, I had some fun. Like I said a couple of times before, I'm not a huge builder in the game. I do enjoy that from time to time, but I'm always happy when I can play with what I built. So I'm not the most patient person when it comes to building houses, especially when it comes to landscaping and stuff, because I want to have my buildings, or I want my buildings to look good, and then I start to spend a huge amount of time in it, but then I get annoyed because I rather want to play in life mode. And yeah, I don't know. But I had fun with building it, so definitely recommend to try that out. Maybe on that empty lot, maybe on another lot, go and try that. Really, really recommend that. That brings me to my next point. I want to talk about the world. I think, like with every expansion pack, we've got a new world. The new world, like I said before, is called Henford on Bagley. It comes with three neighborhoods, and in every neighborhood, you will find four lots. That's an amount of 12 lots. That's not too much. I would have loved to see at least 15 lots. That would have been cool. But I have to say that the neighborhoods itself are really big. So you can do a lot of things with indie neighborhoods. And what I do like, they started to put things like little parks, little hangout areas in the neighborhood. It's not a separate lot. So you can do a lot of things in the world. And also with the gameplay, you have to do a lot of things in the three neighborhoods, what I really, really do like, because that whole pack feels so wholesome because everything fits together really, really well. Yeah. Some of the townies have actual functions, and we have a mayor and a grocery deliverer and a grocery stall owner, the pub owner. So you have a lot of Sims you can interact with. That is quite cool because, for example, the grocery stall owner is every day the same Sim. So you really go there every day and you interact with the same Sim. The same goes for the pub owner. She is always there and she's always behind the bar. So that makes it feel so much better. Like if there would be every day another townie of another pack and another world behind your bar in Hanford and Bagley, but there it's the pub owner, and in the grocery stall it's the grocery stall owner. So I really do like that. The only Sim that is sometimes different for me is the grocery deliverer. So the town board says shows the picture of the grocery deliverer, and sometimes he appears, but sometimes it's also different Sims, so I don't know if that's a bug or if that's just how it is. But yes, that's pretty, pretty cool. The world itself is very green and nice. Like I said, it comes with three neighborhoods. It's Finchwick, Old New Hanford, and the Bramble Woods. Finchwick is more the town center where all the things are going on, like the grocery stall, the garden stall, and also the fairs that come with the new pack. Old New Hanford is, yeah, more the green countryside with a river going through it. I don't know. I didn't really play that much in Old New Hanford. I spent most of my time in the Bramble Woods and in Finchwick. But I moved my Sims now to Old New Hanford because there's the empty lot. And yeah, I will see what this neighborhood can offer. But out of the three neighborhoods, I don't know if it's going to be my favorite. I would say the Bramble Woods. It's the woods part with a lot of trees and very green. And you also can go foraging in the Bramble Woods, what is super, super cool. But I will talk about that in my gameplay overview, of course. So yes, it's I like it that it's three neighborhoods. I don't need four neighborhoods, but it would have been cool if each neighborhood would have gotten maybe one more lot. But yes, all in all, the world is stunning. I really do like it. Playing it is awesome. And yeah, the only thing I thought that Old New Hanford could have gotten a bit more love, because Finchwick and the Bramble Woods are done so well. And don't get me wrong, Old New Hanford is also nice, but there's not much to do there. That's my point, because you can go foraging in the Bramble Woods and you can also find all the berries in the Bramble Woods. You can do all your daily businesses, like selling your produce in Finchwick and going to the bar. But in Old New Hanford, yeah, you can go fishing and there's some plants, but not enough in my opinion. I don't really know. Maybe I have to play there for a while. I definitely will talk about that again in another episode, because I didn't play there that much. I have to admit that. But I also didn't play there that much because it didn't have that much to offer. So that was a little bit the problem. But yes, that's just my opinion about the world. Yeah. Yeah, let's move on to gameplay, my favorite part of that review. Yeah, in this part, I want to talk about the gameplay and also about the cross-pack interaction. The gameplay. This pack is all about the cottagecore lifestyle, like you probably expected. But it really is. It's about living up the land. You also get a new lot challenge. You maybe remember, you can choose for your lots different lot traits. In the latest update, they changed that up a little bit. They made two categories, so you can have lot traits, like traits, and then you can have lot challenge. So all the challenging traits that we had were moved to the lot challenges. You can have as many lot challenges going on as you want, but you can still just have three traits. Like a trait, for example, would have been natural light. That's a trait where the painting goes very well in that lot, and you also gain more skills from reading. You also have the cat hangout trait where more cats are spawning at your lot. That would have been an example for a trait. The lot challenge is something like off the grid. And we've got a new lot challenge, two new lot challenges actually. That is simple living and wild foxes. So simple living is basically that you can just cook with the ingredients that you have, and you need to have ingredients to cook recipes. If you don't have the ingredients, you cannot cook the recipes. That's something I wanted for the last years in The Sims game because I hate that never-ending refrigerator. It's cool. You can go grocery shopping now, and you can also have grocery delivery, and you need to have the stuff at home, and you can also cook with your own produce, because gardening is my favorite part in the game. I say that over and over again, but it doesn't make much sense if you can't cook everything. Yes, things always have been a little bit cheaper if you had some ingredients, but it didn't really make much sense. And with cottage living, they overworked all of that, and you really can just cook with what you have. That's pretty, pretty cool. And that also goes for the meal sizes. So if you have not enough ingredients, you might just be able to cook a single serving. So that's pretty cool. I do like that. That's totally up to my alley. I probably have that in every Sims game I play, even if I don't play in Hanford and Bagley, because the simple living challenge is just for so much realness, and I really, really do like that. Then you also have the wild foxes challenge. That basically is that wild foxes can spawn on your lot. That is important if you have chickens, for example, because the foxes can steal your chickens and your eggs. So be careful with that, because that might happen. Yeah, with for new gameplay, there are coming a couple of things. At first I was a little bit concerned because we didn't get a new job, and I was like, I want to have a new job in an expansion pack. I'm sorry, I can't talk tonight. But it isn't actually that bad. I still would have loved to see at least a job, because I don't want to have all my Sims around all day, because the new errand system, for example, that we got is quite time consuming, and I cannot do that with two Sims. So I need one Sims to go to work and the other one to run the errands. That's how I play right now, how I feel comfortable. So it would have been cool at least to have a part-time career or something. But the errand system, you can pick up to three different errands from the important townies of Hanford and Bagley, and they have some things to do for you. and you do that. And when you did that, you get a little bit of money and some cool things like upgrade parts for your sheds, or maybe ingredients you cannot get otherwise. Cross stitch patterns, cross stitching is also a new activity in the game. It's a 5-level skill. The only thing that came with a new skill, I have to say. That's a little bit sad. I would have loved to see a foraging skill, but I want to talk about foraging a little later. Yeah, and with the errand system, you also can learn a little bit about Hanford and Bagley, because when you did the errands, they always tell you a little bit about the town, about what is going on, a little gossip. You can also have a Hanford heart-to-heart. That's basically gossiping with the townies in Hanford and Bagley. It's quite cool. Recommend you to do that. Yeah, then of course, I couldn't miss that. We've got a lot of new animals. We got 6 new animals. That's a lot for The Sims 4. We've got cows, llamas, chickens, rabbits, foxes, and birds. The cows, the llamas, and the chickens are farm animals, so you can have them on your lot. The rabbits, the foxes, and the birds are wild animals. You can befriend the birds and the rabbits and place their homes after befriending them on your lot. And you can have, with the wild animals, you can have like a gifting system, so you can give them things and then they give you other things back. And they are gifting you quite useful things, so it's definitely good to befriend them. Yeah, the farm animals you can feed with different treats. So if you don't give them a treat, they give you just normal produce. For example, the cow is giving you normal milk. If you give them a treat, for example, if you give a flirty treat to a cow, you get strawberry milk with the next time milking the cow. That's quite fun. And you also need those different types of produce for the errands, or to sell them, or to make other treats. So that is tied in very well together, because you need those things to make other things. And yeah, it actually makes sense to like go those steps to get something that you actually can use to do something else with, or you can bake something with that. So yeah, you also can do canning now. You can make jellies, and you also can make canned foods. That's pretty cool, because I want to talk about that later, but not everything is available all year if you have seasons, for example. So that's quite useful that you can start to cook every dish in every season. Yes, and then it comes to foraging. So the mushrooms are not working slightly different than other plants, but you have to find the mushrooms in the world. And they are not there all the time, so you really have to go foraging. It's not like normal crop patches that they appear every day on the same spot and you can just harvest them. They are changing their spots. So there are some spots set up in the world, and I got surprised a couple of times now by that, where you can find mushrooms. Some spots are always pretty much the same, or I would consider them as good foraging spots, but some spots you don't expect and they just appear somewhere, and then you're like, hey, mushrooms, and you can go and pick them. So yeah, I think there are 4 or 5 different types of mushrooms, and you can also use the mushrooms to make some things with it. So you see, everything is tied in together and it makes sense to do everything. And then when you play, it feels so huge, because you have to do so many things at the same time to make something else. And it's so challenging, but it's still so cool. I really do like it. Yeah, we have new harvestables. We've got new berries. I think 3 different berries: blueberries, raspberries, and chocoberries. And we've got oversized crops. oversized crops are functioning a little different than the harvestables that we know. So you got new garden patches and you have to place the oversized crops on these garden patches. And depending on how good care you take about or how good care you take of the oversized crops, you get bigger crops or you get a couple more smaller crops. Yeah. And at the end of the week, every Saturday, there is a fair with different themes and you can make competitions like who has the best milk, who has the best cow or the best chicken or the best pie. That is changing every week. It's something nice, but I don't see myself going there every week. It's kind of cool to go there on a Saturday or something, but the fair itself is not that exciting. So I probably will end up submitting my entry and then maybe go to the pub and then leave home and then check out if I won or not. There are not really activities that you can do on the fair. That would have been something I would have loved to see, that there's more to do on those Saturday fairs. Maybe a stall where you can play games or something. Even a rabbit hole would have been cool. Just something you can do there. Because you go there, you submit your entry, and then you wait, basically. And that could have been a little bit more, or that you could do more to maybe win the fair, or that you had to do something more active. And like I said, at last, I want to talk about the cross-pack compatibility of the new expansion pack. I was quite concerned about that because I was hoping so bad that they don't forget important things. I think the most important pack to talk about with cross-pack compatibility is seasons. I have seasons in my game, of course, and I saw the early access content of the game changers. Watching the pack in early access, where they were just able to play cottage living and base game, no seasons, the pack felt a little bit easy because you could do everything all the time. With seasons, that is changing a little bit because of course, the harvestables are just growing in certain seasons. I won't say which harvestables grow when because I don't want to take the joy away from you. But yeah, it gets a little bit more complicated to play through it when you play with seasons because you cannot find everything in every season. And some things are getting a little bit harder, and I really do like to see that. Of course, if you have a plant one time and you start to plant that inside, you can have that all over the year. But in the world, the plants are spawning just in their season where they grow. So that's good. The oversized crops you can grow all over the year. At first, I thought I wouldn't like that, but the oversized crops are taking longer to grow, so it makes sense that they're not tied within a certain season. I like to see that. They take a couple of days to grow, actually, and you need to take care about them, and you can do that all over the year. I try to not grow too much in winter because for me it's just more realistic if I don't grow too many things in winter, but you can do that in your game however you want. Yeah, I think a lot of other packs also go very, very nice with the new pack. For example, Laundry Day is a good one, or Parenthood is always a go-to, but I have a very special opinion about Parenthood. For family gameplay, it's not bad to have, but yeah, I reviewed that once, what I'm missing there. I don't want to talk about that now. Yeah, Tiny Living is also going good, seems to work well with the new expansion. I also want to play with a tiny house. I maybe start building a tiny house later on today just to check that out with a single sim. I think that's even more challenging and also pretty, pretty cool. What other expansions are going well? Yeah, I think Eco Lifestyle is always a good go-to to play the pack or to add to the pack, because the Eco Lifestyle idea is in some points very similar to cottage living, but it's on the other hand two completely different things, and that is something that makes it very, very cool. So and the new worlds, of course, also have you also have the eco footprints. So I have in my worlds, I have in I think all three neighborhoods the green eco footprint. That's very, very beautiful. So cool to see. But I think the pack that goes or the that has the most influence on gameplay in cottage living is Seasons. So I think for a really, really good experience, you almost need both. I think without Seasons, it's a little bit too easy. But with Season, it's one of the best packs ever. Seasons is making everything a little bit more challenging, no matter what pack you're playing. Seasons is a pack that I need to have in my game. It's probably not my most favorite pack, but it makes every other pack feel complete. You know what I mean? And it makes things feel more rounded up, more realistic. But to sum it up, cottage living is probably going to be in my top three. I don't want to rate it on a certain place right now because I just played it for a couple of days. But from what I can say, it's done really, really well. You really have some good gameplay with the pack coming for your game. And yeah, I feel like that was much, much needed to get a little bit more gameplay, because some packs lately have been lacking of gameplay and they really pulled it up there. So done very, very nice. I also think that cottage living is or goes very, very well with Realm of Magic. I can't wait to play with a spellcaster in Henford and Bagley, or maybe also in Glimmerbrook, and having a bigger garden and doing witchy things. Yeah, that goes very well together. And yeah, also the things with the grocery delivering and the simple living lot challenge helps also in other packs. When you have other packs installed, when you play in other worlds, when you maybe play far away from the cottage living aspect, but you can still use that. So all in all, pretty good pack. If you are into that cottagecore lifestyle and if you want to have farm animals in your game and more harvestables and all that, I definitely recommend it. If that's totally not your tea, I probably don't recommend it because it's hardcore cottagecore. So also the build and buy and create a sim is very, very much cottagecore. I like that because it fits the pack so well. But if you're not into that type of gameplay, that's probably not the pack for you. But if you do like it, I recommend it 100%. I have a lot of fun with it. I still want to play all the time. When I watch YouTube videos of game changers playing the pack, I get so excited that I want to play it on my own. And I haven't been that excited about a pack for a long, long time, because it offers so much gameplay. And I see myself going back there all the time because it has so much elements that I totally enjoy. For example, I go also over and over back to Granite Falls because I enjoy the herbalism. And the same goes for me with cottage living. I enjoy so many things from the pack that I will always go back to cottage living and get so much use out of it, like the canning and all the things. You can also use that in the rest of your game. That has been pretty much it. I hope you enjoyed my review. If you already have Cottage Living and you played it, maybe let me know how you liked it, what you like and what you didn't like. I'm really interested to hear that. And if you have any other content wishes or episode wishes, if you want me to talk about a certain Sims theme, feel free to let me know. Add me on my socials on Twitter and Instagram. You can find me under Talking Llama. And thank you for listening today again. I know that has been a little shorter episode, but I tried not to talk hours about cottage living because I think the most important things you can also say very quick. And the next thing is, I didn't want to take too much away from the gameplay. I think it's way more cooler if you can discover that on your own, and if not everything is obvious right away. So yes, let me know how you like the pack, if you have the pack, if you haven't the pack bought yet. And have a wonderful week, and thank you for listening. Bye-bye.